There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hey. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough in our New York headquarters. Steven on the road with his little Porta studio. You know, anywhere he goes in the world, he can find the show as long as he's got some degree of internet. There he is.
But the show can't always find me. Ain't that right?
Sometimes. So, anyway, where are you? You're in L.A.
Yeah, I'm in Hollywood.
You were supposed to be in Sundance tonight.
Yes, Kevin, I'm supposed to be in Sundance.
Yeah. So what were you doing there? What were you going to do there?
I'm en route to go meet Big Brother Alec to have
You've been summoned?
I've been summoned to Park City to the Sundance Film Festival, yes. No, he's up there with his wife and daughter, and I'm with my daughter, Alaya, and we were just going up there to kick it for a couple of days because, well, you don't know this yet, but I'm leaving the country again next week. We'll talk about that.
No, I know that. You're going to Poland.
No, I'm going to India.
Oh, and then you're going to Poland.
And then I'm going to Poland, and then I'm going to India again. So, yeah, got a lot going on.
Yeah. Back and forth, back and forth. So anyway, he is in the States tonight, and so he's going to go spend some time there. And the Oscars were nominated this week. All the news came out. Al Sharpton came out and immediately called Hollywood racist, as you would expect Al Sharpton to do. But is it really merited? That's the question that has been asked. And it seems to me, Stephen, this story's got layers upon weird upon it, because if the president of the Academy currently is an African-American female, doesn't that kind of end the discussion?
Well, let me jump in there just because you're going to find this to be very interesting. Speaking of African-American females, the director of Selma,
yes,
is an African-American female. Now, I'm about to read to you from the review of Scott Mendelson Forbes magazine.
Okay. Not a fly-by-night publication. This is a legit outlet.
He writes, to the extent that one can be angry about a certain filmmaker not being nominated for a major award that honors the best in filmmaking, I am angry. I am angry because she deserves a nomination. I am angry because if the legacy of DuVernay's Selma become shaped by its Oscar season controversy, I fear that it will affect the artistic opportunities afforded to its African-American female director in a manner different than if Selma would have come under fire under the directorial lens of a white male filmmaker.
So what does he mean by that?
Well, I just think my interpretation of that is purely for artistic merit, we'll never know what the repercussions, ramifications would have been about a black woman director with Selma and what the conversation would have been after the fact, because we're never going to get a chance to see that play out, because and what might have happened if it was a white male director, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just whatever the result of that or the conversation would have been, we're never going to know now. But what's interesting about what he says is in his opinion as a film critic, she deserved the nomination for Best Director based on his experience and professional opinion.
Well, what were the other categories? Okay, directing, You had the Birdman, Alejandro Iñárritu. I think that's how you say his name.
Yeah.
Boyhood, Richard Linklater. Foxcatcher, Bennett Miller. The Grand Budapest Hotel, Wes Anderson. And The Imitation Game, Morton Tilden. So it is all males that were nominated.
Sure.
I don't know. Again, a lot of times I don't know one or two of the films that get a lot of nominations. I've seen some of the trailers and some of the previews, but I haven't seen all of them. Is it really that odd for a slate of films to be, I don't know, so good that some really good films just don't get nominated?
Well, and now that we've kind of laid out all of, you know, these different perceptions here, I think the question for the second hour now is this the first time Hollywood has demonstrated racism? Because if all the critics said X, Y, and Z about the performances, the ability of the director, the talented performance of the male lead actor, that they were saying that the most important competition that Michael Keaton in Birdman was going to have was this guy's performance in Selma. He didn't even get nominated. So are we seeing some strange anomaly right now where perhaps Hollywood itself has demonstrated some type of expression of racism by snubbing this movie as hard as it has?
Yeah, I don't know. And see, I think that, if I'm looking at the nominees correctly, I think you've got some interesting characters for the, let's just take the acting category there. You've got Steve Carell for Foxcatcher.
Right.
You've got Bradley Cooper for American Sniper. And I think that's the dark horse. I think it's going to make $80 million this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
People and everyone that I've seen it that has written about their reaction to the film on Facebook today. This is only the second day it's in theaters. Everybody is leaving. It's a Schindler's List, Passion of the Christ kind of thing.
Mm.
When they're leaving the theater, it is stone cold quiet. Nobody is saying a word. You got Benedict Cumberbatch, who's kind of a really hot commodity in Hollywood right now, and he's playing a persecuted homosexual in World War II that helped get the Nazi code beaten. You know, there's a lot of agenda that's mixed up in some of these characters. Michael Keaton, I don't know much about the Birdman story. And then Eddie Redmayne, The Theory of Everything. Oh, he's that younger kid that plays the scientist. So, look, that's a strong category. I don't know if the guy in Selma beat out any of those guys or not. And, Stephen, for people that aren't familiar with it, talk about how the nominations and the voting gets done. I know that you and Alec and your family have been familiar with this for a long time, but explain to the everyday person like me what actually goes into this.
Well, there exists within the realm of the Academy members. You have to be a member, you know, that goes through whatever process to become a member, et cetera, which apparently is not some hugely scholastic intellectual reality. But once you are a voting member of the Academy, it's just like anything else. You would receive all of the films that are to be considered in a DVD form or in some digital way for you to watch them on your own. And then just basically based on, you know, a grid of questions that you should consider what your votes are, you know, but it does boil down to the opinion of that individual.
Right.
Which I think makes it very fair game. So this is.
And how many members would there be of the Academy?
Oh, I have no idea.
Thousands?
Hundreds.
Hundreds. Okay, yeah. So less than 1,000.
Probably.
Okay.
Jackie, Google that.
Well, she's screening calls. But actually the. But so whatever the qualifications are to be a member of the Academy, it's these Academy members that then make this decision. And it's these, year to year, they don't change a lot, do they?
What, the members?
Yeah. Does the membership change a ton?
Not a ton, no.
Because once you're kind of in for a while.
Right, that's correct.
Yeah, so they're not going to give Halle Berry Best Actress just a few years ago and then turn around and go, well, we're going to regress to, you know, 1950s level of... outlook on life. I don't see Hollywood members of the Academy being that way. I mean, I'm not a huge defender of Hollywood in general. I generally think that they're trying to undermine most of the moral fiber of the country. But I think they're getting kind of a bad rap on this. I don't. Does anybody honestly think that somebody sent a message to all the Academy members and said, "Don't vote black. If you vote black, we're kicking you out." I don't think that took place.
Now, I don't think that took place either. I think it's unquestionable that with the sensitivity of what has transpired, and let's be, you know, realistic about that. It's still a very seriously dangerous powder keggy type reality here with what's going on with this issue. So I don't know if the media and critics and people like that who can sway certain perceptions, obviously. I don't know if they were saying early on, well, you know, that the performance of this guy in Selma, you know, it's Oscar-worthy, Oscar.
Okay, hold that thought, Stephen. Coming right back. It's Baldwin McCullough from New York. Don't go away.
Poor radio talk show host in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. Nothing. No water. No food. Nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York and from Los Angeles tonight. Steven's in Hollywood on his way to Sundance. The film festival week is underway. KMC here in our New York studios, and thankful to have you with us. We're talking about the controversy that Al Sharpton kind of ponied up after the Oscar nominations came out. And I'm guessing that because all of the nominees in all of the categories for all of the actors are white. He smells they're not all white. None of them are African American. You have Marianne Cotillard, who I don't know what she is. She's Spanish or something. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's white. But you've got a variety of people that are in these films, and the big African American title, Selma, which the cast, again, will be recreating that march this coming Monday, because it is Martin Luther King's holiday. They're upset. Oprah Winfrey's associated with this film. Nothing about her in a supporting role. There's nothing anywhere else. And Stephen asked the question last hour, do they have a right to be upset that they didn't get a nomination, considering that this is a very racially divisive year in America, and we've talked a lot about race, and shouldn't there be greater diversity even in the nomination process? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Curious as to your thoughts on that. Stephen, say hello to Dave, calling from Brooklyn and watching us on Viz TV in New York City tonight. Hi, Dave.
How you doing?
Good.
Well, first of all, let me say that a previous caller made a point about Al Sharpton. He has been called a buffoon, and he has a tendency to stick himself, whether it belongs or not, in everything. That's number one. Number two, we have a black president. Number three, if you look at the nominees and you look at who votes for them, to some extent, the Oscars might be a little bit of a popularity contest, and most of the other actors are people with long repertoires of various movies that they've been in, and O Yellow O, to my knowledge, is brand new. And then Oprah Winfrey being in that movie in Selma, she might have been placed in to get it some sway rather than her tremendous acting ability, which is somewhat questionable. I've seen her in a couple of things. She was okay, but that's about it. At any rate, it seems like a typical Sharpton just blowing it up to make it a lot more than it really is.
Interesting, Dave. I appreciate the call. Stephen, you said that. You referred to that earlier, that there is a lot of politics involved. It's kind of like running for student council president.
Well, not only that, and I can say that from a firsthand perspective, because when I did Usual Suspects, which many consider to be a wonderful film. It won two Academy Awards. It won the Oscar for Kevin Spacey, Best Supporting Actor, and it won also for Chris McQuarrie for Best Original Screenplay.
Right.
And I got to see, because the truth is, and I can say this now, the producers came to me and said, and there's one more opportunity for another Oscar contention, and it's either going to be you, literally, they said this to me, or Benicio del Toro. And we just wanted to come to you and let you know that we feel that the one that will probably have a greater opportunity is Benicio's performance, because it was just so unique. And that was true. And no problem, no harm, no foul.
And he was the only nomination that you guys had that didn't win.
Well, that was, they could only do three campaigns, and they felt that those three were the, I'm sure they went for Bryan Singer for Best Director as well. So within their budget and within the mechanics of how they kind of try to manipulate that, that all transpired. But I got to see firsthand Kevin Spacey interacting with individuals behind the scenes and, hey, and how are you? There's a lot of schmooze that goes on behind the scenes.
It's like they're running for president. It's like a campaign for office.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Well, we did some research. There are actually, Mr. Baldwin, brush up on your facts here, 6,028 members of the Academy.
Like I said.
You said hundreds.
I said you guys to Google it.
Yeah, no, they got it. Nick got it. 6,028.
6,000?
Yeah. See, that's why I think you have a hard time arguing a conspiracy here. Who's got the time to campus 6,028 votes? You know, but here's the thing. And they might have a point here. Oscar voters on average are 63 years of age. They are 76% male and 94% of them are white.
Wow.
So that's the demographics that we came up with, at least in the, in our instant research there.
That all sounds very sexist to me, quite frankly.
Sexist, racist, whatever you want to say. If you're going to say it's 76% men and 94% white, you're going to have a long line of people willing to protest that line right there. we'll protest there. Let's go to line two. Robert is calling from Rutherford, New Jersey, listening on AM 970, our flagship here in New York. Hi.
How you doing? It's great to listen to your show.
Thank you, Robert.
I believe that there's a backlash going on and that these people caused it. And that when they have this here demonstration Monday in Selma, is it going to be an evolutionary demonstration?
No. They're just going to revisit the historic walk that Martin Luther King made. It's not going to be filled with attitude or anything like that.
With Oprah Winfrey and the cast of the movie Selma out front, which might be some interesting promotion. Just saying.
Yeah.
You know, they can't see that they're causing a lot of resentment. I mean, laying down in stores in New York City, setting fire to their towns, you know, causing a whole bunch of unnecessary stuff. And this is the evolution. I think that Martin Luther King is turning over in his grave, watching what the, you know, what they made as healthy, you know, steps towards segregation and integration.
Yeah, fairness. Robert, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks for your kind words about the show too. Yeah, Stephen, I have to ask this question: if Dr. King were with us today. Do you think he'd be more discouraged about the fact that the movie didn't get a nod in the Oscars, or that we have really yet to fulfill his dream for our nation, where we really do judge one another by the content of our character and not the color of our skin? And I don't think that Dr. King was thinking of just one way when he was talking about that. I think he was meaning we got to get to a colorblind society. We got to get to the point where I don't see your color, you don't see mine. We just see each other as human beings. I think he'd trade that reality for any Oscar any day about his story. At least that's my understanding of what he would do.
I agree with that, absolutely.
888-340-3373. More calls when we return. Al Sharpton saying that Selma and other black actors being kept out for racial reasons in this year's Oscar season. Do you think there's any truth to that? 888-340-3373. We're live from New York and Hollywood tonight. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York. If you're watching on Biz Television, that was a live shot at Times Square. It's a pretty night. It's cold in New York, but it's beautiful, clear, and we're glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough is my name. He's Stevie B, and he's joining us from Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes to Hollywood's got a dream, but the dream not coming true for some that are in the filmmaking business, and that's the big argument. Is the Oscar process racist? Is it expressing a racist outcome this year? Because Selma, a major film that features the story of Dr. Martin Luther King's relationship to that town and the civil rights movement that was born out of those events, it didn't qualify for anything except a Best Picture nomination. 888-340-3373. Mr. Baldwin, say hi to Danny calling from Tampa, Florida. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Danny. Hey, Kevin. Hey, Stephen.
Stephen, I haven't talked, seen you in a while. You've been bouncing from town to town. But I'd like to say, first of all, that I don't agree with Al Sharpton on this. I think that basically he is he's wrong, and I think I haven't seen any of the movies that have been nominated. And in the past, I really only saw like two or three of them going back then. But I don't think it's because of racism. It might have been better performances, and all, like you were saying before. And, Stephen, you know a lot more about this than anybody. So, I mean, you know, it's like, by the way, Stephen, who was your favorite actor growing up?
Al Pacino.
Yeah, that's a good choice. Mine is Dustin Hoffman of all time as far as versatility. And I love The Graduate and all the work that he did and Jack Nicholson and all those guys. But you know what? My favorite Marlon Brando movie of all time, listen to this, guys. You would tell that you might think, well, you're probably going to say The Godfather. I would say Sayonara. Did you ever see that one?
Sure.
That movie brought me to tears. Because that was such an incredible movie, a beautiful story about how he says, you know what, I don't care what they say, I'm going to marry this woman, it's true love, I know we were at war with Japan, and it was so well done, and Red Buttons was fantastic in it, and just wanted to let you go, but Kevin, there's a lot of things I'd like to take you to task for last week. I saw you every day or your afternoon show, but now's not the time to go over the subject. So
all right.
I have a quick question.
Oh, Danny, hold on.
Okay.
Danny, quick question. Mm-hmm. Has any of this activity that you understand in the media, in and around the controversy of the Oscars and Selma, has that in any way motivated you to want to go see the movie yourself now? I'm just curious.
No, I would go see the movie because of Selma, because I would, you know, Martin Luther King and the whole march and the whole thing about that and what I thought about him. But no, none of the activity would make me prompt me to go see the movie.
That's an interesting question, Stephen. Thank you, Danny, for the call. And I was sitting here thinking about how I would answer that myself. I had a little bit of interest in seeing the film. The things you've told me tonight since we've been on the air, like,
sure,
for instance, the King family did not let them license the words of the speeches.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, so if I understand what you're telling us correctly, you have a story, a biopic about Dr. Martin Luther King, who mm-hmm. is best known throughout the history of the world for making these incredible speeches about the equality of mankind, and you don't get any of the speeches in the movie that's about him.
And you have the political weight, so to speak, of Oprah Winfrey. So, I mean, that was that.
Yeah, I wonder what she did to make them mad.
Well, I don't know if it was mad. I just think that they probably had whatever their process was of evaluating the opportunity. And it also might be, mind you, that there's another Selma movie coming. That there's that politics too, but I mean, could you imagine somebody from the Martin Luther King organization getting the phone call from Oprah, like, well, hey guys, like, what do you mean you're not going to license the speeches to us? You know, that is one.
Stephen, I would have been, I would bet my pet dog on this if I had one. I'm willing to wager that Oprah called Coretta King personally. And requested, can we do this? I don't see that conversation happening on any other level. If you're talking about these, because Oprah Winfrey, hands down, the most powerful black woman that's ever lived.
Sure.
And you're talking about the family that is the legacy of the civil rights movement. I can't believe they couldn't have come to an understanding that would have allowed them to even, you know, reuse the speeches if possible.
It's very surprising.
Yeah. All right. We're taking a break here shortly, but our phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Somebody called and asked, has Stephen been in an Oscar-nominated film? Yeah, he was in a twice Oscar-winning film. He just told you about it, the Usual Suspects. And, you're the only Baldwin brother to be in an Oscar-winning film.
I don't know.
I think that's true. Well, we'll see him come back. It's Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3 to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
That's how you do it right there.
All right, baby. I'm learning.
That's how you do it. That's how Stephen Baldwin manhandles a return.
Even from my Hollywood bunker, I'll figure it out.
Your Porta studio.
888-340-3373. All right, Kevo.
Somebody asked a question in the... somebody emailed me a question. They didn't really. I'm just making this up. I'm blaming it on a listener. They want to know, does the Porta studio work in a Porta potty?
Oh, you
we've never tried it. We've never tried it there.
Don't even get me started here, Beb. I mean, you want me to?
Well, now you're just walking all around. That's your hotel room, though. This is not a. Let's see. There's somebody making. Hey, nameless, faceless guy in the background. Thumbs up. This is great radio, by the way, Stephen. People just listening to this. What he's done, friends, is he's picked up his camera and he's walked around randomly in the place where he's staying and getting all the other
scenery. And I'm wearing a hula skirt as we speak.
I did not want to. Now, see, I can't unsee that. No matter how much I try. By the way, evidently the KMC was right about the Baldwin Oscar history. Because the research team went to work. It looks like Alec was nominated in 2003.
Yeah, but what's the aircraft Gesundheit. Carrier movie he did? What's that aircraft carrier movie?
That was
he played the famous Yankee Doodle guy. What's his name?
Yeah, Doolittle.
Right. Didn't that win an Oscar? I thought it won an Oscar.
No, Pearl Harbor, it didn't win an Oscar.
Oh, okay. Well, then there
unless
you have
it was something like cinematography or something like that. And I guess Red October won for sound mixing.
So yes.
But he was personally nominated for The Cooler and did not win.
Correct.
And then you were almost nominated for Usual Suspects, but two of the three nominations that they put forward did win. So you're the only there's a picture of Stephen from The Usual Suspects. Nick's on the ball tonight. You're the only Baldwin brother to appear in a dual Oscar-winning film.
That's correct.
Okay, that's cool. See, I knew I had the right brother on the show.
Okay.
How come Alec won't come do the show anymore? By the way.
I was so tempted to call him tonight to see if he wanted to jump on this one, because this would have been something that he would have been.
Which side would he have been on? Would he have been on the liberal elite side at the Academy that said, hey, you want an Oscar nomination? Do a better job. Or would he have been on the Sharpton side going, yeah, we need more Oscars?
No, I don't think he.
Me
I
and
think
Sharpton,
from,
not
I
buddies?
Think from a, from, I think from a deep-seated connection. Our dad was a very, very serious civil rights advocate, even yeah. within the school system that
sure.
he worked in, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a subject that, you know, it's very near and dear to me, meaning I was raised with this type of consciousness and sensibility. So that's why I thought it was a very interesting topic.
But you don't think he would have taken Sharpton's side?
No. I don't think he would have. I think he would have taken the side of the Oscars are a popularity contest. No
yeah.
question.
Well, and I think everybody can kind of grab the idea of that. And the longer you're in the business, the better shot you have at, you know, working your way up the ladder. But with 6,000 voting members, I just think it's hard to say that a fix was in. I just how do you prove that?
But I can't believe those other statistics of the ages. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, well, that's what everything we've looked at tonight says. Now, if that's changed, we apologize to the Academy. We don't want to misrepresent if anything has changed, but that's what is being said on the interwebs about you tonight. 94% white and 76% male. So, I had another question. I forgot what it was though. Related to here's the reason I ask about Sharpton and Alec is because, you know, they were. They were roommates at MSNBC, right? Like,
you're killing me, McCullough. You're killing me.
I'm just, because they both had talk shows there.
You're killing. Well, you know, I see.
But they're also buddies over at the Cigar Club.
Yeah, over at the Grand Havana Cigar Room.
Because there ain't a night goes by that Reverend Al ain't up there spending the United Action Network's money on cigars.
I think it's safe to say that Al Sharpton smokes more cigars than President Obama hits golf balls. But that's just me.
Well, I think we finally found where the $4.5 million in taxes that Al Sharpton owes to the IRS have been spent. I think those are in the membership dues at the Grand Havana.
I have no knowledge of any such activity.
Well, the few times we have been up there to meet people and do business and so forth,
you'll have to reenact this for the listeners, but for those on Biz TV, here's my impersonation of Al Sharpton every time I walk by him at my cigar club.
this is pretty funny.
Right now,
yeah, yeah.
It'll be like this. Ready? Watch.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I walk by and he goes like this.
Yeah, this is great radio, by the way.
So that's a,
Doesn't he say something like your last name? Does he say?
He never really even looks at me.
Hey, Baldwin.
And to make matters worse, I really don't even think he knows who I am, to be quite honest.
All I know is you look like the guy that tried to get my talk show on Friday nights over at MSNBC. So get out of my way, Baldwin.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, so interested. They do have some paths. And I didn't know if maybe there was a camaraderie there. Maybe, they, you know, maybe Al Sharpton and Brother Alec, maybe they smoke cigars. Maybe they get together and huddle around the Oscar nominees when Brother Alec gets his. He's a member of the Academy, isn't he? I think he is. I think he said that once. Anyway,
yes,
so he gets a whole stack of, you know, he's watching all the movies. And I'm sure he says to Al, hey, Al, come on over. Let's watch Unbreakable tonight. Hey, speaking of a film that got snubbed, it's based on a true story,
yep.
But there's a lot of people that were upset about that film.
Yeah. Yeah. Because apparently it's terrific, and Angelina Jolie, the director, has, you know, again, that's in town, they're all talking about that she got snubbed.
Well, from what I understand, I didn't see it. I wanted to. I probably will soon. Phenomenal retelling of a true story about a guy that, you know, had it all, Olympic medalist, goes to war, gets captured, loses it all, gets tortured, is made to, you know, survive, and finds Jesus and decides he's going to forgive the people that did all the bad stuff to him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an incredible story.
I'm making a prediction here on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Which is?
If I'm correct, is Foxcatcher is nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, and Actor.
Yes.
I think that's... Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
hold the prediction when we come back.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for...
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com. And suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door. And that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved. There are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're watching on Biz Television, that's a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge on this very cold night in New York, but we're glad that you're with us no matter where you are. Baldwin is in New York. Stephen Baldwin, that's who that is. And I'm sorry, he's in Hollywood. I'm in New York. Kevin McCullough is my name. And we do this every Saturday. And if you missed earlier portions of this discussion and you're watching on Biz TV or you've been listening on the radio, you want to see what it looks like on television, Biz TV will rerun the entire broadcast in its completion immediately following at the top of the hour. So you can catch the whole show all over again. And we will have the on-demand version of it on our Facebook pages shortly thereafter as well. Okay, Stephen, you were asking, we've talked about Oscars all night. And by the way, again, major kudos to Clint Eastwood for the opening of American Sniper. Now, this is a film that people are emotionally reacting to. It tells the true story of the most successful sniper in American military history and the fact that he gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country. We also talked about the racial component of this year's Oscars. And then, Stephen, you were going to make a prediction when we went to our commercial break. What is that prediction, good man?
I was just saying that this little movie, Foxcatcher, which Steve Carell literally in a shockingly way transforms himself to play the famous character, the billionaire of DuPont in the film.
Right.
I'm predicting that with a nomination for Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actor.
Actually, it is not nominated for Best Picture. I told you wrong.
No, I just think that movie is going to be a bit of a sleeper. Everybody should go see that movie, in my opinion, because it's a great little movie, and the little movies deserve a fair shot as well.
Well, you know who had the most nominations?
Boyhood.
The Grand Budapest.
That's a brilliant film.
Yeah.
It's an amazing film.
Kind of a bizarre film, but so are most of Wes Anderson's films.
Hilarious.
Well, I need to go see American Sniper this weekend, and then I'll tell you what I think about that as well.
I went to the premiere of American Sniper, brother.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you haven't raved about it at all. We're talking about it, and you're like, yeah, whatever.
Did you forget who you were talking to?
I was on the red carpet, you know.
Who you were talking to?
Me and my supermodel daughters were on the red carpet. Yeah. You and your ankle biters were just sitting at home. You liked it. Do you think Bradley Cooper's performance is Oscar worthy?
Without question.
You think he's the dark horse? Think he's the dark horse? Is that racist? Can I say dark horse? Is Al Sharpton going to... Al Sharpton's going to pick at our studios now because I said white man was a dark horse.
I think this year, as usual... Well, not as usual. I think, regardless of the success of American Sniper, I think the Oscars, Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, I think it's anybody's Oscars.
All right.
We're never going to know.
All right. Well, I'm pulling for American Sniper, and I haven't even seen it. I just... $80 million this weekend.
I'm pulling for Selma.
Yeah, okay, Best Picture. Well, you see, you're the more sensitive one of the two of us. He's Stevie B in Hollywood. I'm KMC in New York, live from New York. We're so glad to have you every Saturday night. We'll see you next week.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll called a freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.